KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for this Friday. It's the 12th day of February for 2021. Cedric Lute's birthday today. Well, as we dry off, the next storm system will be arriving late tonight and continue into Saturday morning. National Weather Service has issued another winter weather advisory for the Sierra Nevada above 5,500 feet from 10 p.m. tonight until noon on Saturday. This system will have the potential to bring additional snowfall to the Sierra as low as 4,500 feet. However, above the 5,000-foot elevation, snow levels will range from 3 to 10 inches. Mountain travel will be difficult with chain controls and reduced visibility likely. So slow down and use caution when traveling in the Sierras over this weekend.
And what to do about a particular troubled property and what that would mean for the future of code enforcement. Occupy the Plymouth City Council at their meeting last night. The council discussed a longtime property that has drawn complaints from neighbors due to accumulating used machinery and other cast-offs. Plymouth has not historically pursued code enforcement actions against such properties, preferring a live-and-let-live attitude, but complaints have continued to mount. A wide range of approaches, such as encouraging voluntary cleanups or using city funds to address issues, were discussed, with no one way selected. However, the phrase, one man's trash is another man's treasure, was said many times. The council also approved a contract for just over $10,000 to assess the water rights from Consumnis River through the Arroyo Ditch and possible ways to market that water. Plymouth has pursued ways to utilize Arroyo Ditch water for decades.
And a Turlock man lost his life in a solo motorcycle accident in Calaveras County. According to the CHP, just before 6 o'clock on Wednesday evening, a San Andreas CHP officer was traveling on eastbound Highway 4 east of Horseshoe Road near Copperopolis. The officer observed a motorcycle that was traveling westbound in the opposite direction at an extremely high rate of speed. As the motorcycle passed, the officer made a U-turn in an attempt to make an enforcement stop on the motorcycle, but lost sight of the vehicle. The officer subsequently observed a cloud of dust as he rounded a curve in the roadway and located the motorcycle, which had left the roadway. The officer then located the driver, identified as 47-year-old Gary Stephen Rivera Jr. He was suffering from fatal injuries as a result of the collision. If anyone witnessed this incident or was passed by Rivera, please contact the San Andreas area CHP. Drugs and or alcohol do not appear to have been a factor in this collision.
Well, as the cost for insuring homes has continued to climb due to consecutive years of catastrophic wildfires in the state of California, state regulators may have come up with a relief plan. Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara announced this week a step toward creating incentives for retrofitting older homes to make them more resilient to fires, cutting down costs. Lara's office will work with four state agencies charged with wildfire response and prevention to establish statewide standards for home hardening. The participating agencies include the Governor's Office of Emergency Services, the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, California Public Utility Commission, the CPUC, and the Governor's Office of Planning and Research. Now, this comes in the wake of insurance providers increasingly dropping coverage in fire-prone regions of the state due to heavy losses incurred from some of the most destructive wildfires in state history. According to the Property Casualty Insurance Association, insurers paid over $26 billion in claims for the 2017 and 2018 wildfires and an estimated $7 billion for last year's wildfires.
And Pacific Gas and Electric is reminding people that some metallic balloons can cause sparks between more than just you and your sweetheart this Valentine weekend. These balloons were the cause of 453 power outages affecting more than 250,000 homes and businesses in PG&E's service area last year. That's a 30% increase over 2019. The utility believes the sharp rise could be attributed to more people holding at-home celebrations amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The utility recommends that people keep helium-filled metallic balloons indoors and secured with a weight to prevent them from getting loose and drifting into overhead lines, which it said can disrupt electricity service, causing significant property damage and potentially even result in serious injury. Also, never attempt to retrieve any type of balloon, kite, drone, or toy that becomes caught in a power line. Leave it alone. Immediately call PG&E to report the problem. And while there are no numbers available from PG&E for Amador County, Calaveras County had 6 outages, affecting 706 customers for an average of more than 4 hours of power loss per customer last Valentine's Day.
And tickets now on sale for the Hospice of Amador and Calaveras 12th Annual Take a Chance on Love Valentine's Day Drawing. But time's running out, folks. This year's event is today. This year's deluxe prizes feature diamonds, wild animals, water, mountains, and more. Tickets are $10 a piece, but if you spend $100 or more, all tickets are 2-for-1. Plus, you receive a free voucher for a free dessert from Murphy's Hotel or free appetizer from Small Town Food and Wine. Again, the drawing will be held today, 3 p.m., at the Jackson Hospice Thrift Store during a live KVGC broadcast. You do not need to be present to win, but to purchase tickets, call Hospice at 223-5500 or visit one of their thrift stores, Jackson or Angels Camp. But the easiest, most effective way today is online. For more information or to get those online tickets, visit hospiceofamador.org or hospiceofcalaveras.org. Again, the drawing will be held 3 p.m. today during a live broadcast here on KVGC. The event will be held at the Jackson Thrift Store.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.